What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled First Impressions of Antigua in the country of Guatemala. This is actually my last day here. I'm going to another place by the lake. So, I've been here for about 2 days. And as usual, I'm going to give you my first impressions when I visit a new town or city. All right, so Antigua is 5,000 feet up in the highlands. Like right now, during the day, it's mid-upper 70s. So you can walk around and not break a sweat. At night, it gets down to the low 50s or upper 40s. So this weather-wise, it's really good. As you guys can tell, it's sunny, it's clear. Really, really good weather. There's a lot of popular tourist stuff to do here. You can go up on the volcano. It's a relatively cheap place. However, as more and more gringos come here, obviously the prices are gonna go up. You know, a lot of gringos, aka white people, they went to Mexico. They brought the prices up in Mexico. So now they're coming down here to Guatemala, and eventually they're gonna raise up the prices. So right now, guys, you can get yourself a cup of coffee at a local place for about $3, okay? Now, I usually get latte. You can probably get, you know, just a regular cup of coffee for maybe $2, a regular cup of coffee, okay? Ukraine is still winning, dudes. In Ukraine, I was getting a big old cup of latte for like $2, okay? So Ukraine, believe it or not, is still winning in every way possible, except Ukraine doesn't, you know, the weather there is hella cold. But other than the weather, Ukraine is still winning. Latvia is actually still winning, believe it or not. So really, Antigua, kind of like San Cristobal in Mexico. It's the weather, the scenery, and the prices are decent. But like I mentioned, with more and more gringos coming down here, the prices are gonna go up. Now, when it comes to like social dynamics, living here, all right, guys, so here's the thing, okay? Most people here are natives, or what TFM would call the squaws, okay? Those are the original Mayan people, you know, the people that, you know, the conquistadors killed. So here's the deal, guys. Because, okay, I know why the conquistadors either killed the men or fucked the squaws. It's because the native people are trash, okay? Mayans are trash people. Let's keep it 100, okay? I see why the Spanish killed them off, okay? They're just not good people. They're not attractive. They will try to scam you whenever possible. So most people here, they are of Mayan descent, okay? Meaning that they really don't have any European ancestry in them. So let me tell you how the dynamics here play out between white people and the native Mayan population, okay? White people, they view the natives here as dirty Mexicans or dirty Guatemalans, okay? Now, the natives here, they view us as invaders and people who need to be taken advantage of. So there is this animosity between white people and the native indigenous population. Now, again, personally, I think the Spanish should have like killed them all off and like, you know, fucked their women. That's what they should have done. And I know to a certain degree they did that. But as you guys can tell, you know, there are, you know, considerable amount of Mayan people still alive, unfortunately. So for me, the social dynamics in Latvia, the social dynamics in Ukraine, the social dynamics even in Romania for me was a lot more fulfilling than here in Latin America, guys. At the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, you just can't be that white dude living in a country of brown people and you just live in seclusion, okay? Like, for example, in Mexico, there's a town called San Miguel Allendez, okay? It's a couple hours away from Mexico City. It's pretty much where all the white people go to retire, and it's pretty much English only. It pretty much is a little, it's kind of like an enclave or a little colony that is for, you know, Western people, okay? Now, when you guys go to a foreign country, you want to fit in. You want to have friends of the local people. Because here's the thing, dudes. If you go to Antigua, where I am, you go to San Cristobal, you go to any place in Latin America, and you're just going to hang out with American people, you're gonna speak English, then the only reason you're there is because it's cheap and the weather is better than wherever you're from. And to me, that's just not fulfilling, man. That's not a fulfilling life for me, okay? When I go to a foreign country, I want to like fit in with the people, okay? So for me, Ukraine, Latvia, Romania, these white people country, they're still winning, guys. So it's nice to come down to Latin America for a week every now and then. The tickets are cheap. You know, I fly out of Miami, so pretty much direct flights anywhere here. Not to mention that I have so many reward points with Spirit, that my ticket from Miami to here and back, $55, okay? So Airbnbs are relatively cheap here in Antigua if you know to get them in advance. But the vast majority of Airbnbs here are very, they're kind of pricey. And again, you got all these white people coming here and they're jacking up the prices. So it's only going to be a matter of time before the prices here skyrocket like they did in Mexico, you know. Puerto Escondido used to be a nice place, but then all the white people went there, they brought up the prices, and then they went into Oaxaca, they went into San Cristobal, they brought up the prices there, and now they're coming to Antigua. Eventually, they're gonna bring up the prices here too, because what white people do when they come here is that they tip big, they buy the most expensive crap ever because it's relatively cheap by our standards. So the local people who are selling stuff, they're like, damn, if these people are so goddamn stupid to buy this overpriced crap, then let's jack up the prices on everybody then, you know? I told you guys, when I was in San Cristobal, they had stickers all over the place that said, tourists, get out, we hate you, you're bringing up the prices. So, like I said, guys, there's just that unspoken animosity between white people and the natives here, okay? I don't like that, dude. And the thing is, you know, after you go to a country like Ukraine, where the women are beautiful, and then you go to Latvia, where the women are even more beautiful, it's like, I got something better than Latin America, man. I really do. You know, with the Ukraine and Latvia, even Romania. I also heard good things about Bulgaria. That's next on my hit list. So, I don't know about you guys, but personally, I like Eastern Europe more than Latin America. I've been told that Argentina might be the best country here because it's primarily white people. So that might work out in my advantage if I do go to like Argentina. But in general, guys, you know, I'm just not feeling Latin America, to be honest with you, man. I'm really not feeling Latin America. And again, it's that animosity between the gringos and the natives, you know. I mean, after all, we did kill their men and rape their women. So kind of, you know, understand why they hate us. But still, man, like, I didn't, like, kill you and murder your men and rape your woman, you know. Why are you trying to rip me off, you know? So Antigua, guys, I'm just walking around the park. You know what? I'm just gonna show you my camera that shows the other side. Unfortunately, it's busted, so you really can't see anything that clear. So behind me, guys, there's a market. It's on Saturday, you know, so they have markets going on. You can buy all sorts of like indigenous people crap. McDonald's here is about a little bit over $7. McDonald's is a little bit over $7, and that's for a complete meal. And believe it or not, they have Super Size Me here, you know. They don't have Super Size Me in America, but they have it here. You know, maybe Super Size Me here is the equivalent of large back in America, you know. So it's relatively cheap. If you buy your own food, you can do that. It's relatively cheap. The vegetables here are laughably cheap, okay? I mean, you can buy for about maybe $3, you can buy enough vegetables to last you like several days. That's how laughably cheap the vegetables are. So as you guys can see behind me, they're selling all sorts of stuff, and their food is kind of tasty. But here's the thing, dudes, they're gonna try to rip you off, okay? This is why you have to haggle with the people, okay? They're gonna try to rip you off, okay? So, for example, these peanuts, see the peanuts over here, guys? I'm gonna buy some of this later on. Hola, ¿cómo está? They actually ripped me off a couple of days ago. They sold me peanuts for like the equivalent of like 10 American dollars. They ripped me off. There is no other way to say it. They ripped me off big times. So I'm going to go back there. Now I'm going to be like, yeah, no, senor, too much, mucho dinero, you know, because there is no way freaking peanuts cost $10, you know. But again, you know, I mean, here's the thing, dudes, here's the thing. Once I get ripped off, then I understand what the whole culture is about, okay? So for me, it's okay to be ripped off once, okay? Because that's like, okay, now I know you're all a bunch of scumbags, so next time I'm here, I'm just gonna haggle with you, you know? That peanuts that I bought for $10, yeah, I'm gonna buy them for $3, bro. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Hey, man, pit moving, you know. So you hear, you're gonna have to haggle a lot with the natives, dude. If you, anything sold outside of a barcode scanner, you're gonna have to haggle, dudes. And again, as a foreigner, they're gonna try to rip you off big time, you know. And again, it's not that bad price wise but why do you want to pay 4 to 5 times the price of something that a regular Guatemalan pays for, dude? You know, again, the peanuts that I bought yesterday for $10, they're probably sold for like $2, you know. So I got ripped off like by a multiplication of 5 times. So at the end of the day, guys, living here is not going to be as fulfilling as living in, what the hell? Living here, guys, is not going to be as fulfilling as living in Romania or Ukraine or anywhere in Europe. Because again, there's just that animosity between foreigners and the natives, okay? So, yeah, the weather is nice. Yeah, the scenery is really good. Yeah. You can go to volcanoes. Yeah, it's relatively cheap and nice here. But again, at the end of the day, guys, it's simply not fulfilling to live in Latin America unless you're living with like other expats. And in that case, dude, you know, why you leave the West if you're just gonna come here and live with other Western people, you know? Like I said, I get it, you know? It's cheaper, the weather is better, but nah. I would much rather have a fulfilling life, a social life. You know, believe it or not, guys, I'm still in contact with people I met in Ukraine, you know? But here, look, here, well, I'm still in contact with that Afro-Colombiana, but, and you have to understand, man, in Colombia, there's some white people in Colombia, you know? So, yeah, Colombia actually works for me because there's some white people there you can deal with. But you guys have to understand, here in Central America, not many white people here, you know? The vast majority of them are indigenous people. So this is why Central America really isn't that good, you know? Because, again, indigenous people, you know? And the women are not much to look at, dudes. Like, the woman here, the indigenous woman, yeah, they're not much to look at all. They look kind of dirty and grimy, to be honest with you. But, yeah, man. My impressions and final say here about Antigua, guys, is that it's nice. You're gonna enjoy the weather. It's sunny. You can go on a volcano tour. I'm going to a lake. I think it's called Lake Atitlan or Lake something. So you can have fun here in Antigua, guys. But if you want a fulfilling social life, if you genuinely want a place you can like move to and like interact with the local population, this is not the place. Antigua, Guatemala in general is not the place. And again, I cannot stress this enough, okay? White people and the Mayans, we are not compatible, okay, guys? Somebody's gotta go. You know, this is why the Spanish conquistadors fucked the squaws and killed all the men, you know? Because they're like, we ain't compatible with these niggers, you know? So this is why living here is not gonna be socially fulfilling, simply because dealing with the native population, it's not socially, because again, they're gonna try to scam you at every opportunity possible. The local native population is gonna try to scam you. So nah. I mean, and again, you know, when you're like me and you have options like Ukraine, I'm getting my residency for Ukraine. I already have the paperwork. I just have to go to the Ukrainian consulate in fucking May. And I'm a Ukrainian resident. I mean, think about it, guys. I've been coming to Latin America for several years, yet I don't have residency here for any country. But I go to, like, Ukraine, and within a couple of weeks, I call up a lawyer, like, hey, man, get me my Ukrainian residence. And I already paid the lawyer $250 for the residency paperwork. I'm going to pay him another $250 when we get the visa and convert it to a residency card when I get back to Ukraine in June, God willing. So, yeah, this just goes to show you guys that Latin America, because of the indigenous people, Latin America just isn't for me, simply because we're not compatible with short, brown, and ugly people. That's really what it comes down to. So, guys, yeah, if you wanted to come to Antigua, you know, see the scenery, walk around. I mean, for me, Amer Metwali, I've seen it all. I mean, again, this is like San Cristobal to me, you know. Antigua is known as the San Cristobal of Guatemala. So this place is like Antigua for me. So this place is like San Cristobal. So if I saw San Cristobal is like seeing here, okay? So it's like, okay, I spent a month in San Cristobal. I'm just spending a month and 3 more days in San Cristobal because this place is so like San Cristobal, you know? So, for me, I mean, I like it, but would I want to live here? Would I want to have residency here? Would I want to, maybe I'd have a business here. And let me tell you why I'd have a business here, okay? Okay, and I'm going to end the video on this, okay? I'm going to stand like this so you guys can see the market and the people behind me, okay? Oh, there's a church over there. You can't see it because it's like so white, it actually blends in with the clouds. So the reason why I'd have a business here, guys, is because of all the white people, okay? I saw a Middle Eastern restaurant. They were serving kebab and curry. They were on fire. Like all the pretentious white people, they were all in that restaurant because they want to act cultured and sophisticated, even though they can't afford living in the West. So they come here and they want to act like they're ballers. See, this is why I'd open a restaurant here. I'd open a restaurant here and I would simply target like white pretentious people. You know, that's what I would do, okay? So yeah, I'd open up a business here simply so I can target pretentious white people and take their money by offering them, you know, exotic Middle Eastern cuisine, curry and shawarma and gyros and all that bullshit. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And see that guy behind me? Yeah. What we got for $10 yesterday, we're going to get it today for $3. All right, guys? Talk to you later. Peace.